Well, good afternoon, everyone. Certainly good to see all of you after 2 weeks of not being here. And I know that, getting here today was a challenge, especially 255 was backed up. Two lanes were being shut down, and it seemed like every truck in the nation was on that highway. But during this sermonette, I'd like to cover one of our What Do We Believe topics. And it's a question that usually comes up at this time of year. And so the question is it appropriate to attend a Christmas or Easter meal with relatives? So I'll be reading basically what is in this particular document, because that is a question. And at times we've been asked or been invited to a Christmas dinner. So, as members of the church, if we are invited to a Christmas dinner, what should we do? Should we accept or politely turn it down? Whether or not we accept the invitation basically depends on the nature of the occasion. Now, we do understand the truth about Christmas, that they are celebrations, and Easter as well, of having pagan roots and traditions, and the day basically holds no meaning to us whatsoever in that regard. And for us, eating a meal on that day is no different than eating a meal on any other day of the week. But sometimes these holidays are occasions to see other family members who rarely get together and are in town. And in some cases, we might consider attending such a meal simply for the opportunity to be with family. However, as with any decisions we face, we should always look for biblical examples and principles that would apply. We, of course, do not want to unnecessarily offend our relatives or friends, but above all, we don't want to offend God. That's most important. So as such, we should not hastily accept a Christmas meal invitation without first carefully considering the circumstances. So a major consideration is how those in attendance at that particular meal regard that meal or that occasion. If they look on the meal as part of their Christmas celebration or festivities, then of course we would be out of place in that atmosphere. Our attendance also might give the impression that we are actually observing Christmas with them. But if they know anything about our beliefs, they may actually feel we are somehow compromising with what we believe. So we need to consider 1 Thessalonians 5:22. Let's look at 1 Thessalonians 5:22. Thessalonians 5, verse 22. Abstain from every form of evil. Now, in the King James Version, it says abstain from all appearance of evil. So it has to be a judgment that each of us will need to make. And as Christians, we should not do anything that may violate our conscience, as we find in Romans 14, verse 23. Let's look at Romans 14, verse 23. Romans 14, verse 23. He who doubts is condemned if he eats, because he does not eat from faith. For whatever is not from faith is sin. Now, this is in the context of members whether they were to eat meats that had been sacrificed to idols. We're not talking about unclean meats, but we're talking about clean meats, and whether they were sacrificed to idols or not. And some felt they could do that, and others felt they could not. But those who could not, they looked at this as whatever is not of faith is of sin. So that principle has to apply in this question as well. The matter even becomes more of a concern if there is the possibility of any of the customs relating to the holiday, like exchanging gifts or singing carols, even hunting Easter eggs at that particular time. Is that going to occur right before the meal? Is it going to occur during the meal? Or is it going to occur right after the meal while we are in attendance for that? So that's a matter of concern. Now, if the family members do view the meal as an element of their Christmas celebrations, then it might be wise, it would be wise actually, to look for other opportunities to get together. And some suggestions have been, of course, getting together maybe for a brunch, either early that morning or even after the holiday. And some have done that. And some have even emphasized time with family during Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is now past. So that's another option. On the other hand, if the meal is simply a convenient opportunity for a family get-together, especially for members of the family who live far apart and they only come together these very few times because it's a legal holiday and off of work, and if it's not directly associated with a family's Christmas celebration, then it might be all right for us as church members to consider such an invitation. I know that lots of people go out to eat on Christmas, and you would say, well, where do you go? All the places are closed, except for usually Japanese and Chinese restaurants are usually open on Christmas because they don't observe Christmas. And if you will notice at, like, for instance, the Winter Family Weekend, guess whose places are packed on Christmas at that time. So that's even a possibility, just getting together with family at another place. But from a planning perspective, looking at it down the line, wisdom tells us that we probably should communicate with our relatives before such invitations go out. It shows our respect and that we are proactively trying to avoid any potential embarrassment and to let our relatives and close friends and associates know the substance of our beliefs in advance. It's not wrong to do that. I mean, we're not forcing our ideas down anyone's belief system, but at least we are being very open and honest about what we believe. And then they can make that decision whether to avoid any awkward moments for them and for us by not sending us any Christmas greeting cards or gifts and by not inviting us to those particular gatherings if they know that ahead of time. Because the nature of the meal or the occasion, they would feel out of place, we would feel out of place. And now that we're a few weeks away from that, it might be a good thing to do, to consider that aspect of communicating. And again, it has to be done in such a way that we don't cause offense. We're not trying to change anyone's opinion or belief system, but we have to state what we believe. Now, if we are invited to such a meal and choose to attend, we should be prepared to answer some questions, because eventually we will be asked why we don't observe Christmas. And we should be able to be prepared to give a truthful and positive answer, as we find over here in 1 Peter 3. 1 Peter 3. Verse 15. 1 Peter 3, verse 15. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. So I wanted to share this particular "What Do We Believe?" topic with all of you. It's not only relatives that could invite us, but there are sometimes Christmas dinners and parties that are given at work or are given under other circumstances, and so we have to determine what we're going to do ahead of time and what those parameters are. So that is what I wanted to cover in the sermonette today, so we'll have another hymn, and then I'll come back for the announcements.